NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says the fallout over the Myers nomination is just part of a larger problem facing President Bush and his party.
On the cover of Newsweek this week is the line, "The GOP, a mounting crisis of competence and cronyism." On the cover of The Economist, "What's gone wrong with America's right?" Increasingly, the magazine answers, it is this administration's incompetence. At his news conference yesterday, President Bush was asked how much was left of the political capital he said after his reelection that he had earned. "Plenty, plenty," he replied. But that doesn't appear to be the case. This looks more like the autumn of his discontent. And more his problems are with those who were his most stalwart supporters. "He's desperate not to give offense," writes the Washington Times. "Cronyism and capitulation," writes William Crystal in the Weekly Standard. "The president's legislative agenda lies dead in the water, while some Republicans in the House prepare to take on the president on meeting the massive costs of post-Katrina reconstruction." The nomination of White House legal counsel Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court bids fair to become another source of contention among conservatives. An editorial in the Wall Street Journal calls it a faith-based nomination and says that only Mr. Bush seems to know much about Harriet Myers' constitutional views. Columnist George Will writes that the nomination is not a defensible exercise of presidential discretion. Republicans as well as Democrats demand to know about positions that she took as White House legal counsel. Complaints were voiced at a meeting of the Socially Conservative Family Research Council that the organization was being asked to endorse a blank slate. Rich Lowry, editor of the Conservative National Review, writes that the Myers nomination looks like the latest act of an overly insular, increasingly off-key White House. The president's reluctance to release Ms. Myers' White House files to the Senate Judiciary Committee could well be cited by the Democrats as the extraordinary circumstance that could justify a filibuster. Watching the president yesterday, as he insisted that he has plenty of political capital, it occurred to me that he doesn't seem to swagger as much as he used to. Perhaps with good reason. This is Daniel Shore.